Takeoff with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Okay, people, tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., Santa's coming to town.
Santa! Oh, my God!
Santa here? I know him. I know him.
But I saw Santa in his bathing suit, trying to catch a wave, but he tried too soon. He laughed so hard that he could barely breathe and washed up next to me. He said, "You look naughty, but I'm sure you're nice." He was soaking wet, but he cracked a smile with a present in his head. He said, "It's Christmas in the sand. Christmas in the sand."
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, co-pilot. That's me, along with Captain Dennis. We got RV Tom. And Warren, they're not flying, so they're drinking. I mean, it's Thanksgiving weekend. It's the holidays. You know, break out the eggnog spiked with rum, vodka, or whatever the hell it is. I got some stuff like it's like called Yule Log with Fireball in it. But it's tasty. It is tasty. So whatever concoction you are partaking in, obviously, if you're not flying, you can do whatever the hell you want this weekend. And make the best of it. And you may need a little social lubrication to get through the holidays. You know, if that's the route you choose to pursue. And so a lot of folks are doing that. Dennis is being good. You're probably going to fly this weekend, knowing you. What do you think?
I'm either flying, or if I'm not flying, I'm going to be starting the annual on the Mooney. It's that time again. So.
Oh, wow. How long are you
figuring that? Maybe I'll be doing both. We'll get the oil warmed up and then start working on the Mooney. But either way, over the next 2 weeks, I've got my weekend pretty much shot.
Right.
Trying to get that all done.
Yeah. And so what, Warren's hanging with you, Tom, is that the plan in between his training? He may need to drown his sorrows depending on how a session goes in the sim over the next few days or what?
Yeah, it's possible. So far they've been going well, but, you know, it's, I've been in training for 10 days. I've had, 9 days. I've had one day off so far.
Yeah.
And now I've got a break of 3 days.
So okay.
Now it's time to decompress a little bit.
It's a time to have a lost weekend at RV Tom's abode. Yeah, I have no doubt. Make yourself, all right. I'm sure he's going to, does he already got a blender full of Mamsaritas or Mamsaritas?
Not yet, but I'm sure it's coming.
Yeah.
About 52 minutes.
Okay. Hey, really, you got it down? It takes 52 minutes to whip up a batch of frozen Mamsaritas? Is that it?
Well, it's not about quantity. It's all about quality.
Yes, so it is. He has a very unique recipe that's healthy. So he told me. All I cared about is the fact that it got me there quicker. So, you've been warned if you haven't had one already there, Warren. So
I've had many of them, and they are they're outstanding.
They are. They are very good. Absolutely.
I think you've probably had at least 20 blenders full.
At least, yes.
At least.
Well, that's what pilots do when they're not flying sometimes.
Yes.
That's fine.
I mean, I've spent weeks with them at Oshkosh, so it's just, you know.
Weeks that ended up in a month there, you know, you don't
weeks that blurred into what the hell happened.
I spent a month there at Oshkosh once, that kind of thing. Right. But so you got that going on. It is the holiday season, of course. And once again, you got to give the gift of aviation. And this is a good time to think along those lines because, you know, we're here to remind you. A lot of people think that they got to go to the stores, they got to surf online and, you know, take care of that gift giving list. And a lot of times it's funny that pilots forget that we have one of the coolest things on the planet to give to especially our non-aviation friends, whether it's a Discover flight or, you know, a gift card for more continuing education and that kind of stuff. But you know, there are a ton of options in that regard. So we're here to remember or remind you that you should give the gift of aviation. And of course, think about yourself as sometimes we do. And we got some ideas.
For the pilots on your list, you know, if you're looking for some ideas, mm-hmm. I some of the, there's some really nice new technology gifts out, like cameras. Having just gone through the DEMA show with you, we were looking at the latest offerings of GoPro and Insta360.
Right. Yes, I've seen these. Yes.
There is not a pilot out there that doesn't want to capture every flight that they're doing and share it with all their friends. And so having like an Insta360 that can do the panoramic, no matter where you mount it on the plane, you'll be able to get the full image.
That's the, the latest craze. For sure. And GoPro has a new 360 camera too, by the way.
But Meta, our friends at Facebook, they have a partnership with Ray-Ban for the Wayfarer glass that had the built-in camera. So now you don't have to worry about carrying the camera or how to mount it. You just put your cool-looking Wayfarer shades on, and you can record right there in the cockpit.
Uh-huh. Hey. Okay. Well, you got that. I like the idea of the 360 cameras, though, because you just put one camera in there, and it basically films 360 degrees around the cockpit. You still mount it like up at the front, but you get out the window, and then it'll record you and your reaction or what you're doing behind the yoke and all that kind of good stuff. And then you film it, you put it in their app, and then you can take the best of whatever 360 element there is and edit your video. Like if you're flying someplace and you want to get a reaction of like, ooh, I didn't see that. And then you want to get the expression of your passenger or something. You just go into their little app and switch it up and really have total control and you're capturing everything. It's quite remarkable what these little cameras will do. And you don't really, you just need one. I mean, it used to be you'd need several cameras, mounted on under the wing and in the cockpit, one facing one way, one facing the other way, if you really want to get that professional vibe. But these 360 cameras have really taken a lot of the, infrastructure, set something up like that, that all the big boys, the pros get. And you can really fool a lot of people with how little of camera stuff you actually need these days with those new ones there, Dennis, don't you think?
No, you share that video with all your friends going, suck it, losers.
Right.
Here you go.
That's what you do. So cameras are a thing. The Meta glasses might be, obviously a thing too. They still kind of look, aren't they still kind of thick rimmed glasses though? I saw them. They still may be a little too thick for me to go that route, but I don't know. Hey, maybe. I don't know.
It just depends. I mean,
is he talking about the Ray-Ban AIs?
Yes. She wants to chime in. Yeah. What do you think?
Go ahead. Go chime in.
I was going to say, you're talking about the Ray-Ban AI.
Yeah. You like them or no?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Well, chicks dig it then. Maybe I should.
I know somebody that's going to be getting them.
Oh.
Okay.
You don't have to do that for me, Nanette.
Well, there you go. I mean, maybe Warren and RV Tom are getting something special this holiday. All right. Santa's elves is evidently they're spilling the beans. I mean, I don't know if that's the booze talking or what, but hey, whatever works. Sounds like he's going to have a pretty good holiday. Yeah.
If a camera isn't doing it for you, what pilot doesn't want a big watch? I mean, come on. Every pilot's got to have a massive watch, whether it's an Apple Watch Ultra or Garmin's got a new, the D2 Air 10 is out now, smartwatch for pilots.
Right.
I mean, heck, I think some of the stuff we saw at the dive show, you can get a watch that'll do your aviation, your scuba diving. It'll do it all. So that's always a catch-all gift that will be appreciated.
Of course. Yeah. Any other techie ideas for the pilot on your list there, Dennis, or what?
On a little lower cost. You got to keep those things charged. And Sporty's actually has a little foldable 3-in-1 charging station that will do your MagSafe phone, your Apple Watch, and your iPods all on one cord. So if you need something compact in your carry-on bag to charge up your equipment when you get to a hotel or an FBO,
always.
That's the thing, because it always seems that your batteries are dead.
Yes.
So having that would be really handy. It's like $15 and doesn't take up much space in your flight bag. So absolutely, that would be a really handy little tool.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of flight bags,
what do you got?
What pilot doesn't need to be organized? I mean, come on. Oh, look at that. Tom's got Ray-Ban Meta glasses.
He's already even got them. Santa came early.
Present early?
My wife just said to me, happy birthday. My birthday is
sweet. Oh,
okay. So it wasn't for Christmas.
Oh, wow. Look at this. This is so cool.
All right. Well, he's going to be styling.
Like that, folks. We recommend a gift. and it happens on air
immediately
during the broadcast.
Wow.
We're going to run out of time before you can tell us to suck at losers. On that note, remember, there's no better high
than learning to fly.
Just Plane Radio is brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
I say we take off and nuke the entire site from orbit.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
It's the only way to be sure.
Just Plane Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
But just plain wrong.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at JustPlaneRadio.com.
I'm going to leave my people up to the radio tower.
So tell a friend and take off every week with Just Plane Radio.
And I'm going to make a call.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.